Beginning at 11 o'clock, we'll hear Jones Angel and the Tar Heel Sports Network crew on the call with their pregame coverage, and then again kickoff at noon. Should be a great one, and Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, joins us here now on the phone to preview the game. Jones, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Well, Aaron, always enjoy it. And since that promo was talking about last week, why don't we start with last week? Mack Brown said, I think correctly, that he thought it was the perfect opener for the Tar Heels. And, you know, so why would that be? You know, one, Carolina won the game, most importantly. That was the number one goal, as it always is. Number two, I think you got a chance to see some really young, exciting players, particularly on that offensive side of the ball, where the Tar Heels feel like they have some really talented guys, but some guys who needed to play. And so you got a chance to see them, see how they would respond to game pressure and be out there and see how they'd perform against somebody else. And all those things were pretty positive. But then also, it certainly wasn't everything didn't go exactly right on the field. And so for Carolina to also, Aaron, be able to get that kind of feedback and say, hey, this is something that maybe – we didn't identify as a huge problem, but might need to be worked on more than we thought. Or, you know, this is really good. You know, we can keep kind of doing what we're doing in this regard and focus some energy somewhere else. And so to be able to get that feedback that you just can't have until you play somebody else, and to get that feedback in a 30-plus point win, I think was very, very positive. And so now, of course, you turn the page to this week, and Carolina understands it. It's going on the road where the Tar Heels have struggled. It's playing a better opponent in Appalachian State, and the Tar Heels understand that they will have to play better. And so they'll start trying to do that here in, what, about 25 hours or so over in Boone.
In terms of the narrative for this season, how important do you think this particular game is, getting a win for Carolina?
Oh, that's a great question, Aaron. And I think narrative-wise, it is certainly going to dominate the first portion of the season. If the Tar Heels win this game, then I think a lot of fans, at least Tar Heel fans, start going, now, wait a second here. Let's keep an eye on this. When's that Notre Dame game again? And so I think that it will certainly pique the interest if you win this game. If you don't win this game, I think you start flying under the radar a little bit if you're Carolina and you have to seize an opportunity later in the year to grab a little bit more attention. And that could be as early as Notre Dame, you know, in a couple of weeks. And so nationally, this game is not going to make a lot of difference to the Tar Heels. That's just a fact. But locally and regionally and with Carolina fans, I think most of them understand that of this first trio of games, and that is in no way to discredit Georgia State, who Carolina plays next week, who is also a very good team. But I think this is the one that really gives you that barometer of where you think the Tar Heels are, at least in the first quarter of the season or so.
Speaking with Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels, UNC taking on App State in Boone tomorrow at noon, and it is going to be a raucous crowd, most likely, in the stadium. Sold-out crowd. It's one of the hardest tickets to get in the state, and we've heard Mack Brown talking about what the experience is of going into an excited stadium like that and playing. We certainly saw it last year with Virginia Tech, certainly a challenge for the road team coming in. What's it like for you to call a game in an atmosphere like that?
Oh, it's never a bad thing. I mean, that's part of what you love about athletics, right? And whether you're the one they're all cheering for or the one they're all cheering against, that's part of the fun of these type of games, is the energy in the arena or the stadium and just the buzz around the event before it begins. And, you know, that moment of crescendo when the ball's tipped off or kicked off, depending on what you're playing, you know, that kind of stuff, it is really fun. And I think you certainly it matters a ton more for the people on the field, but I do think it makes you focus in on what's happening and lock into what you're trying to do and do that to the best of your ability. And, you know, for Carolina, the road has not been kind here the last year plus. I mean, Aaron, it's hard to believe. Last time Carolina won away from Keenan Stadium was that game against Miami in the pandemic season when Javonte Williams and Michael Carter, you know, ran crazy that particular day. That's just wild to think about. And so for Carolina to be the type of team and type of program that it thinks it is building towards, it has to win on the road. And that's seven straight losses now away from Keenan, five in true road games, two on neutral sites. You just have to be able to win these type of games more consistently. You're not going to win every single one every single year, but you have to be able to win these type of games more consistently to be the type of program Carolina wants to be.
What's the scouting report on App State? Who should we be watching?
I think the number one word is experienced. This is an older group. They have a lot of fifth and sixth year guys, and this is a team, and a lot of teams at that group of five level have been able to really use that extra year of eligibility that was provided by the NCAA due to that COVID season a couple years ago. They have really used that extra year to their advantage. So you look down this roster, and Aaron, there are guys who seemingly have been there forever. And of course, most notably is Chase Bryce, their quarterback, who Carolina will now see for the third time on a third different team. He was on Clemson in 2019. He didn't play in that game when Clemson came to Keenan and Carolina nearly pulled the upset, but he was the backup quarterback for the Tigers that year. Then he started for Duke against Carolina in 2020. Tar Heels won that game pretty easily in Durham, and now they'll see him with Appalachia State. And it's like Chase Bryce is like the example of what college football and college athletics is. Now he's used the transfer portal twice. He's used the COVID year of eligibility. And so, you know, he is somebody that's a good player, set the Appalachian State record for passing yards in a single season a year ago, and an older player. And you see those guys up and down the roster. I think the two things App does the best, one, run the football. They've got two running backs back who combined for more than 2,000 yards and 18 touchdowns a year ago, and four of their five starters on the offensive line. And then on the defensive side, they do a good job with just giving you different looks, being exotic, coming from different angles, and making you really have to diagnose what's happening to keep your quarterback protected. And so it'll be a challenge for the Tar Heels for sure, and one they recognize that they'll have to play well.
Speaking with Jones Angel, and we'll start to wrap up, but as we do, what are the keys for Carolina, do you think, on Saturday? Not even necessarily keys to victory, but what do you want to see out of the Tar Heels that will make you feel more confident that they're moving in the right direction for the season as a whole?
Have to manage the emotions early in this game. That's always important when you're in one of these really charged road environments. You referenced the Virginia Tech game last year. Carolina did not manage that energy early in the game very well. I do think having played a game will help the Tar Heels in this instance compared to this being the first game of the season. If they were walking in and the first snap that they were taking was in this environment, I think playing once will have helped. I think stopping the run and being able to run the football, I think both of those things are going to be important in this game for Carolina. And then on a larger scale, Aaron, it is, are you able to, when that moment comes in the game, whether it's the moment that you have to make a play to take a dominating lead, or the moment where you have to make a play to get your team back in it, or the moment that it's the end of the game and whoever makes the play is going to win, those type of moments Carolina has faltered in on the road here recently. Will they have guys step up and perform in that moment? I think that's a key thing to keep an eye on in a game like this to see if the Tar Heels are growing up.
Tar Heel Sports Network pregame coverage starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Kickoff time is noon. Carolina at App State. We've got it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Jones Angel, thank you as always so much for being with us today. Looking forward to hearing you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Aaron. Talk to you next week.